These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to the channel, to our meditation journey. Today is day 49 out of 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. My name is Raphael, I'll be your guide for today's meditation. Congratulations if you've made it thus far, we're nearly at halfway. I feel like we started yesterday, but we're nearly at halfway, so that is awesome. I would like to celebrate you, I would like to celebrate the challenge by offering you a 50% discount on my new extensive course on meditation and transcendence, subtitled A Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. If you're one of the first 100 to sign up, then you will get a free one-on-one session with me also on Zoom, just you and me in privacy and confidence. So check it out in the description of the video below or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But without further ado, I would like to start on today's meditation, making sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. Approximately 25 minutes plus a little bit more time at the end for a contemplation, as I will share a thought, a quote, a proverb. We'll see what we share today at the end so that you can make use of that stillness to ponder on life's most important questions, to contemplate on our existence. You can sit on a chair, you can sit on the edge of your bed, you can sit directly on the floor, whatever feels comfortable to you at this moment. Close your eyes. We start each of these meditations by dedicating it, by connecting with someone. It can be anybody, somebody that you know, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with. And it can also be towards yourself if this is something that you feel that you need right now, in this moment in time. The way we do this, very simple, we close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart, either in a praying position or palms of the hand to the chest, whatever feels more natural. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Start moving if you need to. And whenever you feel ready, take a nice deep breath and open your eyes. Stay there. Get reacquainted to the environment around you, to the space that you're in. Before I leave you, I would like to share a quote. Today it's going to be by Albert Einstein, who says, "Failure and deprivation are the best educators and purifiers." Failure and deprivation are the best educators and purifiers. I love this. Stoic philosophers often practice discomfort. They practice what would happen if everything was taken away from me. So even if you're very wealthy, if they were very wealthy, they would wear uncomfortable clothes once a week or fast once a week, because everything comes to an end. Nothing is forever. Everything, anything, anyone can leave us. Anybody can die. We are all mortal. Our possessions can leave us. And so we try to be unattached to all these things, especially the ones that we cannot fully control. Let me know how this quote by Einstein resonates with you in the comment section below. I would like us to start a conversation. We're all friends here. Thank you so much for meditating with us today. My name is Raphael. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I hope you enjoy this meditation journey. If you do, please do share it with somebody that might benefit from it. Check the links in the description or in the show notes for the course, for the weekly letter, for ways of getting in contact with me and more. Take care. Until next time, tomorrow, in fact, for day 50. Today is day 50. Amazing. Take care. Bye.